Farmers are choosing to store soybeans, which takes additional management if the moisture content is high. This harvest season, Rolette, North Dakota farmer Ryan Peterson is choosing to store and dry some of his soybean crop due to wet conditions.
We're going to store more beans than we typically do. The optimist in me, I guess, thought they would be dry, because typically our soybeans are dry, and we have a continuous flow dryer, and it's a slow process, because you got to run the heat pretty low, so you don't get a lot of bushels through it in a day, but we're steadily working our way through those, and now the forecast for the end of this week looks good, so I think we're going to maybe just wait a day or two and hopefully get to take some dry beans.
When monitoring the condition of stored soybeans, NDSU Extension recommends using a 3 percentage point difference between soybeans and corn. When utilizing a high-temperature dryer, the typical maximum drying temperature for non-food soybeans is about 130 degrees. Whether drying via airflow or high-temperature dryer, soybeans should be cooled to between 20 and 30 degrees for winter storage, and of course there are additional storage options, such as storing the crop in bags, which Peterson has chosen to do this year.
It works for guys. We've done a little bit where it's not our preferred method, but it's definitely an option. I think as long as, just like any kind of storage, if you manage it correctly, hopefully we don't have any issues with it. We've used it in the past on a limited basis. And I like wildlife, but they don't need to eat out of my grain bag.
Additional information on soybean drying and storage can be found at ag.ndsu.edu. Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Megan Turnquist for the Red River Farm Network.